Your white hymn book, turn to page number 212, and let's stand and sing together. 212 in the white.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Nothing else could help. The Lord's love lifted me. And as we come to the Lord in prayer, let's continue to pray for all those that we've had on the prayer list, those that are sick. Let's keep them in our prayers. Continue to pray for Brother Phil. He'll be having some surgery coming up later on in October, I think the 28th, if I'm not mistaken, the 20-something there. So let's keep them in our prayers. Let's continue to remember Sister Shirley. I talked with them there Friday night, and she was still in quite a bit of pain, but was making some improvements, so continue to pray for them, her and Stan and the kids there, so let's keep them in our prayers. Let's remember the ones that's having to work today. Remember ones traveling, different reasons that they can't be here today. Let's keep them in our prayers. Continue to remember all the ones in our armed services everywhere, that the Lord watch over and protect them. Our leaders in our country, let's pray for our upcoming elections, that the Lord would direct our paths in the way that we need to vote to direct the country in a godly manner, and we put God first. So let's remember this and pray for this. Remember the church always, and remember each other. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? So let's remember Jeannie and her biopsy on her thyroid. Linda. So let's remember, remember Tim Walker there. He's in Medical Park also where Shirley's at. Anyone else? Let's remember the White family. And yes, Vernon. Let's remember these two requests. Anyone else? Remember Mitzi, she had some more surgery this week, and I'm glad to see Joyce is doing good after her surgery. So let's keep Miss Lena in our prayers also. So let's remember Richard Cox as he has surgery. You didn't pinch him again. Okay. So let's remember John there. Hopefully it's not a kidney stone or it will move. Yes. Amen. So let's keep David in our prayers and thankful for that good news there. So, amen. So let's remember these. Keep praying for these requests. Remember the unspoken request. Amen. Let's remember all the lost. Anyone else? Let's remember the special request. Amen. So let's remember this request. Jamie. Let's remember Jamie's request if we can. Let's remember these football players and their injuries. So remember Ashley and Dustin. And Tate being a big brother, they said he wasn't hardly sure on this yet. So I told them that I wanted to return Bridget whenever I become a big brother. I wanted to take her back, but they wouldn't let me. So Tate, you just have what you've got and you'll end up enjoying them. So, yes, right. I'm glad I didn't. Anybody else? Let's remember Bethany Buck, James Richardson, Donnie Nelson. Let's remember them, our veterans. Let's remember this. Anyone else? By an uplifted hand. Anyone that can and will, please come to the altar for prayer. Mark, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be in your house, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for all those many prayer requests, dear Heavenly Father, and the praises, dear Lord. I just lift them all up to you. Too many to name, but Lord, it does my heart good to see the burden on the people's hearts, Lord, the brothers and sisters and saints and you, dear Heavenly Father, that are lifting up all these many prayer requests. Lord, the prayers will change things, dear Heavenly Father. We know that we've seen the evidence and the proof in our life, dear Lord. And without it, we're as bad as things look sometimes, dear Heavenly Father, they'd be so much worse. Lord, I pray for this meeting today, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for Brad as he stands before us and gives us the message. Lord, I pray for Sandra, dear Heavenly Father, that as she has been sick, dear Lord, I pray that you'll just heal her up. Lord, I pray for, and I thank you for their service and their love and all that they do for this church and what they've done in my life, dear Heavenly Father, and my family, dear Lord. I just don't know where I'd be without them, Lord, and without this church, Lord. I thank you so much for it. Lord, I just pray that you'll just be with each and every one that's here, Lord, and be with the choir as we sing, Lord, and just lift our love and our voices to you, dear Heavenly Father, that somebody may touch and reach somebody's heart, dear Heavenly Father, that needs your love this morning. Lord, it may be lost. I pray that they'll, before the day's over with, that they'll know you, Lord, as their personal Savior, Lord, because that's what it's all about. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for everything, Lord, and I thank you for your grace, love, and mercy, and my salvation, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And today as we sing, if you know the song and you want to sing with us, feel free to do so. We'll enjoy having you join in with us.
Throughout the ages, men have
offered every man cleansing power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is
power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can
would you ask a blessing on the offering this morning?
Heavenly Father, come to you thanking you for the meeting.
All right, kids, if you have your information sheets that has been handed out to you by Cassandra and Wes, if you have those today, would you please give those to Cassandra? And also, if you volunteered for any candy for their Fall Festival. If you would, please get that in. There is a box set up in the hallway going back to the back rooms back there. Just drop it in there, and that will be greatly appreciated also. Remember, the Fall Festival will be October the 31st here at the church, and they'll have fun and games provided that night and different demonstrations and things that will be going on. If you want to dress as a Bible character, please feel free to do so. I don't think Methuselah is taken yet, so if any of you want to dress as the oldest man in the Bible, that'd be fine. Anyhow, we're looking forward to a good time together there in this, so remember this. Also, it is time for the Christmas Operation Christmas Child once again. So we'll be getting you more information and getting boxes available that you'll be making preparation for us to be able to get these back into the church. They did have some dates that were available for workers, but they were on times of the day when we would not be available to go to Boone because a lot of the kids and stuff like to go and participate in this. So we do not have a time this year to go and be able to work. We will try to get that in earlier and talk with Dan and Catherine to get that in for next year, so we will have a time available that they will be able to go. But do remember this, and we will be doing it once again. Do pray for the upcoming Christmas play because we need everyone's participation, and prayer is the greatest participation that you can have. All right, everyone, stand to your feet. Welcome each other to church. So remember this. And we will have a sign-up sheet back there later on. We will be doing a meal for our veterans first Sunday in November. So remember this. Mark it on your calendars. All right, we got a card of thanks. It says, the words thank you hardly seem enough, but they're coming from the heart, and a heart uplifted by your kindness. Thank you so very much for the love gift. God bless each one of you, Phil and Marlene Weaver. So we appreciate it. Keep them in your prayers. Continue to pray for them. The Lord will continue to bless them, strengthen them. Miss Cox as well, and Richard there, the whole family. They've been going through some health issues, so let's keep them in our prayers and lift them up. All right. I think that's all the announcements that I've got. All right, so we'll have him up here. You want to sing first or last? So whoever's coming to sing, come on up. There's always a rainbow after the storm.
She's never missed a Sunday. She's the first one there, the last one out the door. 30,000 times through, Jesus loves me. And with gladness in her heart, she'll teach it more. She's given of her time, her love and talent, but never had the spotlight or applause. The hundreds who through her first heard the gospel, they are thankful she was faithful to the call. If you want to be great in the kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. You may not receive great adoration, but God will be pleased if you answer the call. Servant of all. Every Sunday night when church is over, he picks his Bible up and heads for home. shepherd they have ever known. He preached the word and prayed with them at midnight. Held their hands through sorrows one by one. And even though he's never earned a penny, God will remember everything he's done.
If you want to be great in the kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. You may not receive great adoration,
the servant of all. Your ultimate reward you can't get, but to see your faithful servants grow into eternity. If you want to be servant of all, you may not receive great adoration, but God will be pleased if you answer the call. Learn to be
the servant of all. I should have went first. I tell you, I don't normally just get up and sing, and Bridget will tell you that. But when you ask, it's the least thing you can do is get up and testify and tell people what the Lord's done for you. And you know what? Gene said it before. It is hard to get up in front of your own church. I can go with Bridget, and a lot of them people I don't know, they may not ever see me again. I can get up and just sing whatever, and they'll wonder what I sound like, which it really don't matter anyway. But, I don't see them anymore, but I sit there listening to the youngins sing there, and I can call them youngins because they're pretty much mine too. But I just like to read this. This is what I read before I sing. It's just my declaration, and I know some of you probably heard it before, but I'll read it again. It says, I declare God is going before me, making crooked places straight. He's already lined up the right people, the right opportunities and solutions to problems I haven't had. No person, no sickness, no disappointment can stop his plan. What he promised will come to pass. That's my declaration. I'm going to try to be as serious as Josh and Justin was when they was singing. Had their serious face on when they was singing. But bless their heart. You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up and sing. It does. It takes a lot, you know. And it's not hard to get up here. I sit and think about Bradley sometimes as he's preaching. You know, it's hard to stand up here and preach. You know, it's hard to do a Sunday school. If anybody's ever tried it, it's hard. You know, but you know what? God's with us no matter what. Right. So, y'all pray for me. I really sounded good up here today. I don't know if y'all heard me or not. Bradley got up here and he said, "Now sing like you did Wednesday night." And I said, "Okay." So if y'all hear Beller, and that's me up here in the top. So, I do want to say this before I sing too. And I, You know, Bradley's my brother-in-law, like Bridge said. It's her brother. He's my brother. He's really my brother, too. I've been married long enough in the family that I'm pretty much belong to them, too. But, you know, Bridget, when she run after me and finally caught me, you know. I'm blessed in both sides with my family and with Bridget's family. We have a big family on both sides, and I'm very blessed. And it's hard for me to see people that don't have that, you know, and I don't know how they feel, you know, and stuff. But I have been very blessed. And no matter what I've been through, I've always had somebody there with me. But you know what? Who's always with me? He never leaves me. You know what? Okay. I'm going to try to sing. And this is for you, Teresa. Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary. The man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. The man on the left was a sinner. Hung to the cross, he bled. He could have been forgiven, but he mocked the Lord instead. You say you are the Son of God. They nailed you to a tree. Come down and save us, if God your Father be. Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary. The man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. The man on the right was a sinner, sorry for his sins. He begged the Lord's forgiveness, and Jesus said to him, fear not this earthly death. Before this day is o'er, you'll be with me in paradise to live forevermore. Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary. The man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Thank you.
Get some out.
Anybody else this morning? If not, turn to Revelation chapter 20. Chapter 21. Go ahead. Amen. God goes with us all the way. He said even to the ends of the earth. Thank God he loves us. Thank God he loved us and gave us a great opportunity to be able to serve him. What a blessing it is to be able to go to God's house. If it was a burden this morning to go to God's house, then you need to get down on your knees and find out what's wrong. If it's become just something you do because it's custom, then you need to get back in touch with God and have a relationship that would make you want to be in his house to serve him. And this morning, Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, I'm very disheartened with things that's going on in the land and country, and a lot of us are that try to follow the word of God. There's things taking place in our county where they're having same-sex marriages down here in the coffee shop on Main Street. And different things being upheld that's against God's word, and one man taking change the whole say-so of a whole state, and different things going on. What's next? They're going to change the president of the United States because they didn't like it, what the vote was, and these other things, and taking the say-so of the people away. And we see that sin comes in and is greater and greater, that our voices are being weakened and lessened across the land and country, and it's time for us to stand up and with a boisterous voice as a trumpet, tell them about Jesus and tell them about the love of God and tell them that there is a book of life, a Lamb's book of life, that their name must be in if they're going to go to heaven and be there with the rest of us that are sealed until the day of redemption. In chapter 21 and verse 27, I want us to look for just a few moments of time, and then we're going to turn over into the 22nd chapter for just a few moments of time. It says in verse 27 of chapter 21, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." I am thankful that in the kingdom of heaven, thank God, there will be no sin. There'll be nothing that's going to defile the place there. There's not going to be any man's ideas enter into heaven. Thank God it's going to be His people whose name is in the Lamb's book of life. Now let me let you know something. There are two books. There is the book of life, which your name was recorded in when you were conceived in your mother's womb. And God knew that you was going to be born on the face of this earth. Your name was written down. He knew what your name would be before your parents had an inkling of an idea what it was going to be. And He gave them that name for you. And He had that name in that book of life that you were going to be born, that you were going to come into an existence. Now there's another book that your name must be written in if you are going to go to heaven, and it's the Lamb's book of life, the most important book there is, the second birth, the regeneration of a person into the saved condition of through Jesus Christ and His blood. Most important transformation that takes place. Now we look forward to certain ages. We look forward to becoming a teenager. We look forward to if you're a single digit, you look forward to becoming a double digit. And then you look forward to getting your driver's license. And then you look forward to being able to vote, being able to turn 21, and all these other things that people look at as milestones. But let me tell you, if you don't know Jesus, you don't have anything. Amen. The greatest milestone that can ever be in your life is the day that you receive Jesus for salvation. And have your name written in the Lamb's book of life, because guess what? Guess what? There's no whiteout for that book. Thank God there's no eraser on God's pencil when He puts your name in that Lamb's book of life. It's sealed, it's settled, it's written in Christ's blood until the day that He calls His church home. Thank God my name is in the book, and thank God I'm on the roll, and when the roll's called, I'm going home to be with Him. And thank God I'm going to quit preaching. Some say, "Boy, He never started." That's all right. And they said, "I preached to them 24/7. Honey, if you would listen, where'd she go? She gone downstairs. Well, y'all can tell her what I said. If they would listen, I'd quit having to preach 24/7. Sometimes we have to repeat messages because we don't get them. We don't get them. Sometimes the preacher don't get them. Sometimes the congregation don't get them. Sometimes we just don't fall on the right ground when it's meant to fall. We're sitting there thinking, "Boy, if they was here, you'd really peel the hide back on today, preacher." Let me tell you, we need to ask God to talk to us in every service. Lamb's book of life. Friend, if you're here today and your name's not written in that book, let me tell you, I'm going to miss you when I get to heaven, but I'm going. I'm not going to wait on you. I'm not going to stand back and wait to see if you're coming. When God calls my name, I'm going in. I'm going up and I'm going in. I'm going to that mansion He says prepared for me, and you're not going to hinder me from going. But friend, I don't want your blood on my hands. I want to tell you the truth about it. Jesus said, and He told Nicodemus, said, "You must be born again. You must be saved. You must be redeemed. You must be regenerated through the blood of Christ. You must lay off that old fleshly man and take on the spirit man of God. Die out to that sin that was sending you to hell, because Jesus came to take that curse away from you and give you a new path and a new home, to make you an heir and joint heir with Himself to the kingdom of God." When we think about the awesome responsibility that He gives us to tell the good news of Jesus Christ, Him crucified on the cross, but He ain't there. Went to a borrowed tomb, but He ain't there. Rose the third day and ascended back to the Father, put the blood on the mercy seat, come back and even talked with them and showed them and taught them more, expounded to them on what they should do, and then He ascended to the Father. He's on the right hand of God today. Stephen saw him stand to his feet when he was being stoned to welcome him home. Stephen was in that Lamb's Book of Life. Stephen trusted Jesus for his salvation. And friend, if you're here today and you've not trusted him, today is the day. If God's dealing with your heart, it's like playing Russian roulette. If God's dealing with you today, today is the day of salvation. Don't wait for another time. Don't let Satan say there's a more convenient hour. Today is the day that you need to surrender. Today. Friend, I've heard of people saying that they put it off so long that God didn't deal with their heart anymore. That's serious business. That's serious business. God only has to deal with your heart one time, and He's lived up to His promise. How many times will it take? How many times will you walk away? How many times would you come to the table hungry and leave hungry because you don't take from the table and eat of the food? How many times will you walk out of church lost because you won't reach out for Jesus? God said, it's here before you. Now, Revelation chapter 22, it says, and He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. What a great throne room, let me tell you, to see this water. It's not going to be polluted with the things of man. We got our water so polluted. All these sprays and everything that people are putting out there and all the different things that's going on, the stuff we're pouring in the ground, and we wonder why we got the cancers. We wonder why we got the problems that we've got and all these things because we poison ourselves. We're poisoning our souls with the things that are coming into our eyes, proceeding out of our mouth. It's not what enters the body that defiles the body, but what comes out. The sin that we allow and will come out of our mouth. But there'll be a pure river of water of life proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and it'll be clear as crystal. In the midst of the street of it, and on the either side of the river, there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. I don't know about you, but if there's any better time that we need healing for the nations across this whole globe, it is today. We need to get back to God and have the healing power of God, and we won't have to worry about the ISIS of the world or the Al-Qaeda's of the world or all these other organizations that are coming to bring terror. We can have peace in Jesus Christ whenever we start eliminating sin in our life and we start saying, we've had enough, and we're claiming Jesus. And in the power of His name, Satan has to flee. By the presence of His blood, Satan can't stand but just to stand and tremble. And he knows the Word a lot of times better than you do. Because what we don't do is study. We study it. They write songs about the streets of gold. When you read God's Word, it talks about the street of heaven. The street of heaven. There's no side avenues. There's no roundabouts. There's no back ways in. There's no side cuts, shortcuts, or any places to get lost when you get to God's heaven. And what a fruit tree. I was telling Melissa and Jamie there about how I love fruit. I love apples. And I've eaten half a bushel of apples in the last week. And she said, boy, we got some big ones. She said, they had one there, and she held up her hand. I said, that'd make a whole apple pie. Just one apple. I don't eat apple pies, but I eat them apples. I'm thinking, an apple that big, mercy. That's my kind of tree. It'd take you 2-3 meals to eat the thing. That's my kind of tree. Can you just imagine what the fruit tree of God's going to be? Woo, how sweet. And then a half a bushel apple, I bit into one. And like the old saying is, what's worse than biting into an apple? And finding that half a worm. But he tasted like apple too. But thank God there'll be no worms in God's apples. Or plums or pears or whatever's on the tree, 12 manners of fruit. Boy, I just can't imagine. And I can't imagine just getting there to see the brilliance. And to know in those leaves it's for the healing of the nations. And to see what God has provided for us there, to look upon the beauty of heaven. My eyes can't even fathom. That's why I got some new ones waiting me. These may not be able to see that great, but ones I've got can behold the Son of God. And there was no more curse. Thank God. You imagine how beautiful this place is that we're on. I mean, the leaves are changing and the sun, the way it shines, and even through the storm clouds sometimes, how you can get that pink kind of crazy looking hue from the sun shining through those clouds, and how it looks just ominous sometimes and beautiful at the same time. I can't imagine what heaven's going to be when ain't no curse. I can't imagine what it's going to be to walk in a place where there's nothing that's going to harm us. No fear. No pain. No forgetting. No worry about carbohydrates. No worrying about all these things. No worrying about taking the insulin or checking your blood sugar, taking your blood pressure pill, whatever you're on. No having worries about those things. Can you just imagine? It becomes such a part of our life, we can't hardly imagine what life was before it. But I got one that I'm going to really enjoy. Really enjoy. There'll be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall see Him. His servants. Very fitting, the song they sung this morning. They didn't know what the message was going to be. I didn't know if they was going to sing that song. But to be the servant of all. I told some that days like today and Wade, I kind of dread. Because I'm not the center of attention. Don't want to be. Don't crave it. But I thank God and I appreciate you thinking of your pastor. And pray for us every day. Because I need it. Sandra needs it. Because it takes us both. She may not stand here and preach. She'd like to sometimes. But I let her at home. Not very long. Her sermons are short most of the time. So, but anyway, I thank you for your prayers because it's what it takes for me to be able to stand here and do this. But God is the one that has to be the center. And pray for your pastor. Pray for his wife. Pray for your deacons. Because it takes us all to do the work of God. For us to be obedient to Him. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Thank God that we will see His face. See His face. I can't imagine what a glorious time it's going to be when I open my eyes in heaven and I enter through that gate into that city. Because I know my reservation's already been made. I won't have to wait at the desk to make one. God's already written it down. He's just waiting for my time to come when I need to go home. And I'm going to go in, but I'm going to see Jesus' face. I'm going to see His face. And there shall be no night there. I don't know about you, but I'm glad of that. No night there. I'm not blind. Getting out, if I don't have good lights, good headlights on the car, or I ain't in good lighting, I can't see very well because of all the surgeries I've had. And that's one of the side effects. But thank God there will be no night there. I won't have to worry about it. I'll be able to see like nobody. Well, all of us will be able to see like then. Justin can see 2015 now. Boy, I wish I had half of that. But what a blessing it's going to be to see His face. There'll be no night there, no need of candle. They'll need no candles, need the light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Not for just a little while, not for just a season, but forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servants these things which must shortly be done. Which must shortly be done. Well, I don't know why it's going on in the Middle East while they're having so much trouble. It's in God's timeline. You read the book of Revelation, you'll understand more what's going on. Well, we've got Ebola now. Worrying everybody to death before it was AIDS and cancer before that, and then the flu and SARS and all these other things that's come down the pike. Everybody's so afraid of and all these things that's happening. Let me tell you, because of disobedience, that we're having some of these plagues that we're having show up here in this world today. And we can't sit with a blind eye and think that we are immune to the judgment of God when we continue to thumb our nose at Him and walk away from God. We're getting just a little bit. Not full payment. Oh, if we got full justice for our disobedience, we'd all be dead already. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy of this book. And John saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which kept the sayings of this book, worship God. Worship God. We need to worship God. There's mayors across the land and country who are subpoenaing preachers to see what they're saying in their messages. Bring them on. They're going to hear the same message. And if they don't like it, and they want to put me in jail, I hope you're there with me. If you're really good supporters, you will be. But somebody bring the checkbook to get us out. And we thought there would never be a time in America that we'd be under such scrutiny that now they're wanting to see our messages because they're afraid of hate crimes. Because we preach against sin. Satan's got them right where he wants them. But God said, preach the word. In season, out of season. Preach the word. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. If the time was at hand when John was on the Isle of Patmos, how much closer is it today? The next page going to turn, be the end. It'll just be the beginning. It'll be the beginning of a gracious time for God's people, but it will also be the beginning of hell on earth for those that are undone without Him. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. As his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You don't get no better than God. You don't get no better than Jesus Christ. He's the beginning, the end, he's the middle, he's altogether wonderful. He is an altogether great creator of this universe that he has made. And thank God he is my friend. And he loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You may say that's a childish song, but let me tell you, there's never been more truth ever spoken. Blessed are they that do His commandments. Not if they think about it. Not if they think it's suggestions, but it's not what He's asking to do. When He said, Thou shalt not lie, He still means that today. Thou shalt not commit adultery, He still means it today. Thou shalt have no other gods before you, He still means it today. It's not changed. He that keepeth, blessed are they that do this, do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. That tree of life and enter into the gates of that city. Thank God for that wonderful city that God's prepared. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Let me tell you, there'll be no sin entering into heaven. There'll be no liars. There'll be no adulterers. There'll be no whoremongers in heaven. God said by His Word, there'll be no murderers. You have to be born again, forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, and be a child of God, because if your sin is under the blood, Jesus doesn't see what you used to be. I was lost and undone. I was just as guilty as if I'd have committed murder, if I'd have been a whoremonger, if I'd have been a liar, a cheat, a thief. I was just as guilty. Jesus said, Here I am, son. come unto me, and I will save you. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Have you asked for the water of life through Jesus Christ today, to a well of living water springing up in your soul? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Now, I've read those plagues. If you've not, I suggest you do it sometime. I don't want any of those plagues. I'm not going to add to his prophecy. It's enough been said already. God said in my word is a testimony of what will come, what has been, and what is present. That's all the book of Revelation is. It deals with three time periods most of the time. What was, what is, and what is to come. Friend, whether we believe it or not, it doesn't change it. You better not add to the book of Revelation and prophecies or change them around. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, I've heard people say, oh, now that mark of the beast and being damned, if you take that mark, my God won't do that because he's a loving God. If you take that mark, he's not going to send you to hell. Friend, that ain't what the book says. If you take the mark of the beast, it says that you there is no hope. Death, damnation to your soul if you take that mark. Let me tell you, they're getting these microchips and all these things in place. The right hand or in the forehead. People think it's great technology that don't know the Word of God. All I see is another door that's open to the pathway that's leading home. God's calling. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Friend, you better not take nothing away from God's Word except the understanding of God's Word when you study it. Change it to try to fit your lifestyle or someone else's. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm like the best of you. I want to be here as long as possible. I want to see my granddaughter grow up to be a wife someday and have big grandkids for me that I can enjoy and be able to play with one of these days. But sometimes for her sake, I say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Because of the things that's on the horizon that's yet to come, that she will face that we've never seen before. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This is a very important book that we read and study. But I'm thankful to let you know. And I'm glad to know that for most of you, your testimony, one day we'll be gathered in heaven. We were gathered down there yesterday, working in the kitchen. Honey's talking about his life and carrying on and things going on down there and everybody working together, and we was just laughing and cutting up and having a good time. And he talking about what a great group of people to be there with, about maybe going to be able to do mission trips and things with a group of people that work like that together, be able to laugh and have a good time together. If you get together and all you can do is turn like somebody licked the red off your candy. Boy, that's not good. That's not good. We ought to be able to enjoy ourselves in the house of God. We're brothers and sisters. We're going home to heaven together. You may be living next door to me. I know it's a blessing. But I'll be living next door to you too, and that'll be a blessing. We'll be in the house of the Lord together there forever. I'll dwell forever in the tabernacle of the Lord. He'll be with us and be our God, and we'll be his people, and we'll be his servant. But he's going to serve us as the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, I just can't imagine. We're going to sit down to some good food just a little bit. But all to sit down to marriage supper of the Lamb and see Jesus. See Jesus. Friend, I hope you're ready to go. I hope your name's in the Lamb. As we talked about this tree of life that bears 12 manner of fruit, I pray that you know him today.